Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 12:22 a.m. stock markets were mixed. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was up 139.09 points to 21,970.11. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 37.83 points to 39,033.32. The NASDAQ was down 150.65 points to 18,068.47. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down 9.96 points to 5,165.31. VIX futures are down 0 points to 13.8. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 49.5 points to 38,729.5. The China Seas. I-300 is down 2.23 points to 3,570.13. The DAX in Germany was up 25.62 points to 17,987. The CAC 40 in France was up 50.1 points to 8,137.58. The FTSE 100 in London was up 24.36 points to 7,772.17. Commodity markets. Gold is down $5.05 to $2,175.70. Silver is down 3 cents to $25.19. Crude oil is up 11 cents to $79.83. Copper is down 1 cent to $4.04. Natural gas is down $0 to $1.66. May corn closed at $4.39 and 3 quarters. May soybeans closed at $11.98 and 3 quarters. May wheat closed at $5.38. The Canadian dollar is 1.3477. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.19. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.45. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.64. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.2. Bitcoin is at $73,396.40. Highlights of today's news. Canada revives United States trade forum ahead of presidential rematch. Kevin O'Leary offers to purchase TikTok assets. More than three quarters of Canadian workers want to leave their jobs. Canadian households owed $1.79 for every dollar of disposable income in the fourth quarter. Microsoft and Oracle considering purchasing TikTok. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.